just the fact the neighborhood is much more, there's more people who live here, who want to be here, as opposed to, I'd say 20 years ago, a lot of the older black families felt kind of trapped here.
Yeah. And those who could leave had left.
Correct.
Or in many cases, anyway.
Right. And many of the people living here were the older grandmothers who felt they didn't want to leave because it's been their house forever, but kind of felt trapped in the house. They wouldn't go out at nighttime. I wouldn't have many night meetings because people wouldn't want to come to them. They felt that the drug boys owned the street and they had no power over that. That's changed now. I mean, simple example, 7-8 weeks ago, we had two guys selling drugs on my handicap ramp out here. And then I spoke to John Salati. I talked to some of my parishioners. We did this a couple of ways. I spoke to the police directly. I spoke to John, who talked to other level of the police. So my other people sent in information to our Ward 5 council member. Collectively, enough people made enough noise in a matter of about 7 days that once we found out these guys were selling drugs here, the police came in and shut them down and arrested them. And so that's the difference now. Years ago, it wouldn't have taken 7 days. It might have taken 7 months. So I think that's the difference. So there's a real different sense of ownership, and people now aren't afraid to take action. And of course, part of that is the city has changed its infrastructure over the years in many ways to the better. And now we get more response.